Oh, good morning. Welcome in. Out of Bounds, 105.9 The Zone, ESPN. The weekend has started. That's a good thing. We're giving away a Whiskey 61 bar pack in honor of National Cocktail Day. What would Kansas State be? Basketball is a cocktail. What would Gonzaga be? What would Alabama be? What would...
Alabama would be PBR.
Wow.
It's the blue ribbon.
Bama as PBR.
You don't like it. You hate that they're successful, and yet they somehow continue to sell millions.
There's nothing wrong with an ice-cold PBR every now and then.
Dude, all right, I'm going to throw a bone to somebody who's probably, like, bankrupt almost. Buffalo Wild Wings back in the day used to do tall boy canned PBRs for a dollar.
Did they really?
It was like 20 ounces of PBR. And they would, because it was in a can, they didn't pour it into a glass because, you know, PBR doesn't go in glass. It's not, you know, solo cups only, right? So they'd put the can.
I hate freaking out of a solo cup.
They'd put the tall PBR can in a brown sack and put it on the table for you. So it was just a brown sacked can of PBR.
Buffalo did that?
Yeah. Like
I didn't
you went
know
to
that.
The gas station.
I mean, I went a lot in the late 90s.
No, they didn't. It wasn't on the menu that it was on.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, it was on. They would have like PBR, like normal, and then you just say, I want the tall one, and they'd do it for a dollar.
And then I went back, like, starting 8-9 years ago, because my son liked the trivia.
Yeah.
And he liked the wings.
Well,
and he was 8.
Pre-ESPN Plus, it was the only place you could go to get weird game. Like, if you wanted to watch all the NFL or all the college football, that was one of the few places where it had every TV, you know, every game was on.
That's when you saw the shift to entertainment systems like MSSmartHomes.com, the shift to people doing more things in their game rooms, living rooms.
Yep. Home gating, baby. Became too easy.
We weren't talking about man caves when I started this show. And now, you know, you hear the term, you know, man or any number of terms around that. And so... Yeah, that and what happened was you have more access, so you don't have to go to that place. Out of Bounds, 105.9 The Zone, ESPN. Kansas State won, Gonzaga won. Both our SEC teams bounced. Arkansas and Tennessee are out.
Arkansas was outclassed.
Yeah, they were.
Tennessee just did what Tennessee does under Rick Barnes. Choke.
And they did have some injuries. And, you know, but yeah, no, Barnes... you know, they made it to the Sweet 16. That's
exciting.
That's a success.
It's like kissing your cousin.
Well, he'll keep his job and get paid a ton of money doing that.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Mississippi State Ole Miss baseball. You just got to go to regionals and every now and then supers. And then
once every 5 years, Omaha. Yeah.
And this weekend, there is a lot on the line for the Mississippi State baseball squad. They're hosting a team that's better than them, but they are at home, and they need to get at least one game. If they, for somehow, some way, could win the series, it would be almost pandemonium. And then they need to avoid getting swept. You can't start off 0-6. In SEC play, and you know, Ole Miss is 0-3 too. They're hosting Florida, who I don't know how to handicap that one. To be honest with you, I'm not prepared there, but I'm confident in that Vanderbilt's better than Mississippi State.
Vandy coming in 10-1 in their last 11.
Okay,
their only loss was a Sunday loss to LMU 9-6. They've been dominant 10-1 in their last 11. They always have MLB talent. But right now they're playing back more to the like pre-COVID Corbin Vanderbilt than what they've been kind of in the last couple. I mean, granted they made the national finals in 21, but they had an off year last year. Now they're back. Let me ask you this question: you know you're outclassed in Starkville. You are pitching a freshman on Friday again, and you don't have a Sunday starter listed right now. I mean, I asked you this 2 days ago, but I'll ask again. Odds, handicaps, are you over? You think they win one? You think they win zero? I mean, it's got to be at a half a game for Mississippi State.
Yeah.
You feeling good about one?
No, I don't feel good, but I think they're perfectly capable of grabbing one. Let's see what the agup.com text line thinks. Where would you, how would you handicap the Mississippi State Vanderbilt series? 601-885-3776. Blake's got it. If we put it at a half game, you going over or under?
I'm going under.
Okay.
Which puts you at, in theory, your best case scenario, it feels like, barring some craziness, is 1-5 in league play after 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. If you're 1-5 in league play
with 24 games left
and you need 13 wins.
14.
Well, but you would need 13 to get to
14. I'm sorry, you gave them a win.
You'd be 1-5.
You went under, but you gave them a win in this scenario.
I think best case scenario, it will take some monumental swings, both Vandy making mistakes and you playing better than you've played in the last 18 months.
Yeah.
For you to win two games.
Actually, it'll take some monumental performances on the mound.
Yeah.
I meant
swings in play. Right?
Got it.
Sorry, not swings like baseball swings. Yeah. Swings in terms of Vandy would have to start playing bad and you'd have to start playing better than you've played since Tanner Allen walked out of the dugout for the last time.
PT4MSU on the agup.com text line says under a half a game and two mercy rules. Now, Steven goes more optimistic. He says 1.5 at home, they'll win one.
If you gave me 1.5, I'd hammer under with my second mortgage.
All day long.
I would remortgage my house.
All day long.
And I would hammer under 1.5.
Nobody's giving those. Steven's Chris Hopwood, way off.
Chris Hopwood would shut the sports book down.
Nobody's giving you 1.5 against Vanderbilt on this series. None. None.
I wouldn't give you 1.5 if you had Jake Mangum and Tanner Allen on the roster. I mean, even then it would be insane. Well,
because again, it goes back to the mound.
Yeah.
There's just too many question marks. You don't have an ace and you don't have a Saturday guy. So what do you have?
Yeah. And Ole Miss is in this. Ole Miss doesn't have the pressure of, hey, you bottomed out last year, so
right.
You can't do it
again.
That's
exactly right.
But I think you heard from Brad Henderson this week. It's not this whole like, oh, make it till Hunter Elliott gets back is a pipe dream.
Yes, it is.
There's some serious questions in Oxford in terms of who's really going to start Friday through Sunday. It's a prove-it weekend for them, too.
Yes, it is. Sure. Look, if we're sitting here Monday and one or both of the teams are 1-5 or 0-6.
Which is a high probability.
It'll be, I mean, you saw what our numbers did last Monday on Meltdown Monday.
Yeah.
It will be Meltdown Monday with even more lighter fluid.
Yep.
And if it doesn't matter that it's Vanderbilt, and it doesn't matter that it's Florida with these two fan bases.
Mm-mm.
If one or both are 1-5 or 0-6, it will be a Meltdown Monday.
Yeah. And let me ask you this question.
And good grief. You better hang on.
About this time last year is when Ole Miss took the nosedive, and people started going, oh, Bianco's getting fired. You know, who are we hiring? Are we hiring Chris Godwin or this guy or that guy, Dan McDonald? How much has to go wrong for Ole Miss to get back into that vibe? See, like for Mississippi State and Lemonis, there were no feelings because he had only been there for a couple seasons.
Right.
Bianco had, there was Bianco fatigue to the point of people were ready to ship him out. Did that really
Well, he was fired April 1.
Did that go
Then he
go
won the
away?
National championship on like June 20th.
Correct. Did that feeling go away or did it just get covered up? And if it just got covered up, how many bad weekends does it take to get uncovered?
Coach fatigue can be back in a millisecond in Oxford. And I know that sounds crazy, but I am right on that. Out of Bounds brought to you by Core Cryotherapy and Wellness. Core Cryotherapy and Wellness in the township across from Sombra. They have IV therapy treatments for your immune system. And they can help you feel better, operate better. I've had three of them so far. Core Cryotherapy and Wellness in the township across from Sombra. And they also have whole body cryotherapy. And I've done that before, too. It's pretty awesome. Check it out today. Core Cryotherapy and Wellness in the township across from Sombra. Steve Robertson coming up next on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Steve Robertson next.